You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagora, the notorious VIC Victor Rucci.
We're saying
right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and notorious.
Yes.
I know you needed you wanted AJ to come back for you and defend you, so here he is, AJ. Back
my man,
with us.
AJ from Warren.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing,
AJ? I'm doing fine. You guys got all your fingers and toes after that argument?
We lost a couple, but we weathered it. We'll come back to fight another day.
Minor here.
But anyway, I caught the tail end of it. The only comment I wanted to make was, when we picked up Dilfer or Garcia, those guys came from decent football teams. And the teams that they played on here, I mean, those were not good Browns football teams. And so I think the demand on them was, a lot. We ask a lot from our quarterback, and I think if we surround the quarterback that we're going to get with better talent, keep upgrading, I just think it takes a lot of pressure off of them. That's just my opinion.
I
also
agree with
felt him. Like I also feel like that this is my own opinion. If we'd have drafted Donovan McNabb, I don't think he'd have lasted 3 or 4 years in the league with that team that we had.
And that could very well be true. I think this is a different team because you've seen the games when Jason Campbell has played well or we've gotten competent quarterback play. They've either won the game or been ahead in the fourth quarter. You don't muff that punt in Kansas City, there's a very good chance at least you beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
You should have beaten the Jacksonville Jaguars with competent quarterback play. So you should have beaten, and he played great against New England. You should have beaten the New England Patriots in that game. So with competent, this team, that's my point. This team is close enough that with competent quarterback play, it can be a playoff team. And if you can bring in a guy with a lot more talent than you're getting right now from the quarterback position, I think you can get there very quickly.
Yeah, and by the way, one thing I will say to you, whether it's the Browns or any other place, that come the end of the preseason or at any point that we realize this, I do want the best quarterback in there.
Sure.
And if it is a rookie, then it's
a rookie.
Then it's a rookie. And I know, but I'll go into it knowing he's going to have to deal with certain things that a more experienced, that my wish for that quote more experienced guy. But if that more experienced guy isn't playing well and has had a horrendous preseason or has tanked it, I'm not pushing him out there just because he's more experienced. I do want I want the guy who's playing the best football there. But I know I'm going to take some hits with that and lumps with that. But to your point about where this team is versus, and I think that was the main point of the caller here, versus other Browns teams. Yeah, it is better in a lot of ways. I just hope that there isn't a real heavy reconfiguration necessary by guys maybe leaving in free agency, because that safety hole would be big. That would bother me a great deal if T.J. Ward isn't here. The center thing is nothing to sneeze at if Alex Mack is here.
But I think
those are, well, I think they're both big. And I think that those are in question. Eric in Westlake wants to join us now. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
So I'm going to jump on the Nick Carucci bandwagon as well. And I've made this argument a few times with people, and I was just looking at the stats for a current quarterback to kind of back up the same thing. In the case of Joe Flacco, it's always bothered me that, they come in and they say, well, he came in as a rookie and he went to the playoffs and so forth, which is all, of course, true. But if you look at the things around it, which have been said since you guys let off with the argument, that he had an offensive line, he had somebody that he could hand the ball off to, he had a defense, very similarly to Russell Wilson. So
mm-hmm.
I think his job as a rookie was to just basically not make mistakes. They padded his environment so well that he didn't have to throw for 400 yards. And looking at his statistics for this year, he's averaging not much more than about 220 yards a game. And, that means that he's got a lot more things around him as a newer quarterback. So I would agree.
Yeah, and thank you, Eric. I want to also throw this in, too, and bringing up Russell Wilson. I'm a fan of the kid. I liked him coming out of college, and he wins me over in so many ways, how he conducts himself, the work ethic, everything. The guy, so much to love. But I wonder, and in the discussion of who else would you even consider for MVP this year, and he's been in the discussion, but it's going to be Peyton Manning, we both know, I think, by a landslide, right? But in the discussion of Wilson – invariably, it follows. But look at what he has around him. And you think if you don't have a Marshawn Lynch running the way he did last year or this year, is Wilson. That, and I think you could fairly say he might not be, because that's been a huge component of their offense.
Yes, but I think what he's done as a passer with the weapons he's had or lack thereof has been incredibly impressive.
No argument.
And whoever is the quarterback of the Browns next year is going to have a better receiving core than they do this year. He's going to have one of the three most physically dominant players in football at wide receiver in Flash Gordon.
We hope
there will
the
be a running back.
Better.
It should be.
I mean, it
can't be worse.
Okay. I'll go with that. It can't be worse.
See, you cannot get less.
You find two other guys.
You can't get less production and consistency than you've gotten out of your receiver two and three.
I just hope
this
it doesn't
season.
Stay static.
No.
Is all I'm saying.
You would the talent should be there for it to be better.
All right,
you will have a running back that
I'm
is
hoping.
Not Willis McGahee.
Hopeful on both of those. Hopeful. Not,
it will be.
Not confident.
I tell you what, this is not going to be a bad situation for a quarterback to step into with Norv Turner calling the shots and this team and this offense,
that's the plus. Norv's the plus. All right, Gerard Cherry going to join us in a little bit. It is CBD. ESPN 850 WKNR.